us this morning. You would say the sun what at six?
Rose.
We were a little late this morning when we started out in the field. The sun had already
risen.
I saw the sun
rise.
If we worked until the sun went out of sight, we had worked until
dusk.
Or sometimes we would say
sundown.
All right. Today is what? Today is Wednesday. So Tuesday was
yesterday.
If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here. Well, in other words, if I had come here, if I had come down to Tuscaloosa last Wednesday, you would say I came Wednesday a
week ago.
All right. He's going to leave next Sunday, a week beyond Sunday, and what would be that? I mean, what would you say for that?
Wednesday week.
All right. Or Sunday a week. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks.
And sometimes did the British have another word for it? Do you know what that is?
No.
Fortnight. You ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
I can remember when I was in college, we dated British cadets sometimes during World War II, and they would say a fortnight for 2 weeks. If Wednesday is today, Thursday will be
tomorrow.
If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody,
what time is it?
And if somebody pulls something out of there, pocket to look at, what would it be?
A pocket watch.
Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
If it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
A quarter of 11 or 10:45.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say I've been doing that for quite
a while or a spell or
either one. You might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
If a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he is
3 years old. Just three. Just turned three.
All right.
One of them.
That's all right. If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
this time last year.
Or exactly
a year ago.
You look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
If you like the weather out, you'd say it's a
pretty day.
If it's not a nice day and the sun is not shining and bright, you'd say it's a what kind of day was it this morning? Maybe the sun was
cloudy day. Muggy day. I use that word.
I do too, for the humidity. I mean, when it's dark and dreary, sometimes I say gloomy day.
Gloomy day.
If rain or snow is expected, you'd say the weather is doing what? Or if the clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you figure you may be going to have some rain or something, you'd say the weather is
it's bad.
Or if it's been fair and the clouds are coming up and everything, you might say something about the weather is changing, maybe.
Changing.
Or threatening, some people would say. I don't know what I would say, really. If it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say the weather is,
I would say, moderating.
All right.
Have you ever heard of that name?
Yes, I have. That's fine.
Or
some people would say, oh, it's clearing up. We
clear
go out,
up.
We go out the sun.
We say the weather is moderating. And yes. I know I got it from my mother. That's what she would say.